Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. For it, man. You gotta say welcome back, fresh off a vacation from the island of Dr. Moreau. We got Team LA in the house. Heidi and Frank, how y'all doing?
Hi, what's up,
good
Atlanta?
To see you all again.
We missed you.
We missed you too.
Well, we gotta catch everybody up to speed, man. Later on, Kanye reveals his superpower, and Lionel Richie is probably dancing on the ceiling at this very moment, and we're gonna tell you why. But first, oh man, the thirst trap is back open for business.
Uh-oh.
Rihanna is back on the market.
Oh no!
What?
Me neither.
What happened?
Well, according to reports, she called it off.
Really?
Her billionaire boyfriend, Hassan Jameel, after dating for over a year. Now, an insider told Media Takeout, it was a good relationship, but now it's over. Rihanna just got tired of him. She gets tired of men sometimes.
Dang.
How annoying do you have to be if you're a billionaire and somebody dumps you? I mean, you got to have some annoying habits.
Ugh. Because it's about love. It's not always about the money, Frank.
Well, but it'll be about money for me.
I think she's going to go back to the well. I think she's going back to Chris Brown.
No, speaking
of Chris Brown, Frank, he actually started following Rihanna after the news broke, well as Christina Milian.
I think that's where her heart is, honestly. I mean, I know y'all hate it, and I know y'all hate what happened, but that is the past. But I think they are childhood sweethearts, and I just can see them living on forever, being happily ever after.
It may be possible. I mean, if you can't be happy with a very handsome billionaire, young billionaire,
but
then
maybe,
you must be still in love with Chris Brown.
Portia, maybe, because I saw those Chris Brown pictures, naked pictures. Maybe this billionaire didn't have a whole lot going on, you know. You can't buy that.
Oh, no, he got it going on. I can tell from his nose, he got it going on. You can tell by a man's nose what's going on.
Take a second look.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't, Portia.
Yes, you can.
Trying to hit it with the gonzo?
Well, up next, things seem to be moving along pretty quickly for Ariana Grande and SNL's Pete Davidson. Last week, they made it official that they are together. And then over the weekend, Pete Davidson went on Instagram and he got not one tattoo, but two tattoos in honor of Ariana Grande. He got the iconic bunny ears. That's from her Dangerous Woman album cover. And then he got her initials on his hand.
He's a psycho.
I love that. I love the little bunny ear tattoo. It's so cute.
This is so new.
This is a really soon relationship, but I did the same thing. I mean, I got with my wife, my now wife, in December, and I got like a whole tattoo tribute to her on my lower back in February for Valentine's Day.
But Heidi, don't you feel like when you got that full back tattoo, it's kind of like making her have to stay with you because you're really committed now.
She's probably
you got a
wanted
whole
to leave
back
because,
tattoo.
Listen, when she unwrapped me, she said her first words out of her mouth were, "What did you do?" Not, "Oh my God, thank you, I love you." She said, "What did you do?" And then I got that hot, "What did I do?" feeling. Yeah. We're like,
yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah,
I just feel like I would not want to break up with somebody who got my name tattooed on them. Like
yeah,
I would not.
It's not her name. It's two clams watching the sunset.
It could be any clams. I mean, she could leave me today. Whatever. Put in a new clam name. Whatever.
You're so wrong.
All right.
y'all, moving on. In an interview with Daily Mail, Simon Cowell revealed that he had become so addicted to his phone that it was messing with his mental health and happiness. Oh. So he decided to do something about it.
Broke it. He broke it.
Took his life.
Well, he said, I literally have not been on my phone for 10 months. The difference it made was that I became more aware of the people around me and way more focused. The thing I get irritated with is when you have a meeting, everyone's on their phone, and I was probably in that place too. You can't concentrate. It has been so good for my mental health. It's a very strange experience, but it's really good for you, and it absolutely has made me happier.
I'm sure it is. I don't believe it, though. You've got a wife. You've got, I think, more than one kid, or at least one kid. I don't buy that you can put your phone down for 10 months.
If anything makes you want to get rid of your phone, it's your wife and kids.
I don't. I'm not on it. I don't. Portia, how long could you? You're on Instagram. You're a fun follow, but how long could you go without your phone?
Not even long enough to take a nap. I like be trying to take a little nap, and I be like, I'm missing something. But I tell you one thing I do not do. I do not talk on my phone at home often at all.
I hate that, too.
And I do not talk on my phone when I'm at dinner with anyone.
Yeah,
I hate it.
Do that
I don't even put it on the counter.
Right.
I may sit it by my thigh. But it's not on the counter. Yeah.
Sophia Richie and Scott Disick, are they or aren't they? Now, we had sources say that Sophia broke up with Scott after she found out that he cheated on
her.
What? And then other sources say that, no, she's still with him even though that happened. Apparently, he cheated on her, so Sophia Richie calls up her dad, Lionel, and he says, hello? I had to. So she calls up her dad, Lionel, and tells him what happened, and allegedly he told her that he was going to, quote, cut her off and write her out of his will if she continues her relationship with Scott, as he thinks he's extremely toxic for her. So it's like, listen, you stay. All this Lionel Richie money, all this, you know, dancing on the ceiling money.
Yeah.
You're not getting any of it.
Money.
Scott would have to go. I mean, if your father is threatening you to lose your legacy, like, okay, fine. It's other men out there. Plus, he cheated anyway. Yeah.
Okay, so the source says that she did not break up with Scott immediately, but then he went to Kanye's listening party in Wyoming and was seen cuddling up with a mystery blonde.
But so, it's the kind of stuff that we expect for Scott, though. Like,
yeah.
That's probably how Scott got her.
This is what Scott does.
Yeah, but you don't break up with somebody if you love them. If she really loved him, she should not break up with him.
You're talking about love instead of the money?
Yeah, well, no, because she shouldn't break up with that man. And she loves him. I mean, he left his girlfriend with a house full of babies for her.
So. No. He had been through many chicks before he got to
her. She didn't want him
many others.
I think she let him go first.
So some sources say they're broken up. Other people are saying they're still together. I think, you know, she's 19. That's probably why she's forgiving him, because she's a 19-year-old young woman.
In love.
Once you get into your 30s, you wouldn't have given this 2 seconds. Once you see hear he's cuddling up on another woman, you're like, okay, we're done.
No, well, at 19, longer. She's still easy like Sunday morning.
Well, guys, there are perks to being friends with Andy Cohen.
Really? Like
that's
what?
Right. Well, John Mayer visited Watch What Happens Live and admitted that he leverages his friendship with Andy to meet even bigger celebrities.
Mm.
You have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Who, without you, would want nothing to do with me. And I find that exciting.
Oh, you think so?
You know what I mean? It's like, you're friends with Jennifer Lawrence, who just doesn't want anything to do with me. And look at me, I don't have the world's greatest track record when it comes to celebrity relationships. So it's amazing to watch your friends humor me on a friend level, but also keep a fair distance from me. It's really, really fun.
You're telling me John Mayer has a hard time getting girls to talk to him or want to go on a date?
Celebrities.
His celebrity credit might be ruined because he's literally hit everything.
And he's hurt their hearts and, you know, and playing with all these Wonderlands
but then the second that he picks up that guitar and starts singing that, you're like, well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe there's something.
That's why he said they stay away from him.
Exactly.
Heidi. They said they stay a safe distance away from him.
So, Brad, have people tried to get closer with Mariah to get to you?
Closer with me to get to Mariah?
Or vice versa, yeah?
Yeah,
Either way.
Of course. Yeah.
Not me. I told you, I like you, and I just want to, like, meet her.
No, I know.
But that is you, Portia. You're being that person who's trying to go through Brett to meet Mariah.
Yes, you are.
No, but Portia's already my friend. She's just not like, hey, let me go meet Brett right quick, because she's friends with Mariah.
At 3 years in, it's the longest con ever.
All right, Gary, we got a story for you after the break. It's what Diana Ross wants, Diana Ross gets.
Of course.
That's right.
That's right, honey.
Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up? Yes.
Kanye West is opening up about his mental illness.
Oh. Okay.
Don't know if you heard, but he has a brand new album out. It's called Ye, and the streets are talking about it.
Yes.
In an interview with our big homie, Big Boy, he explains how lucky he is that he has a platform to explain his outrageous comments, and he also explained that his mental illness is actually a superpower.
You know, that's why God put that on me at age 40. I've never been diagnosed till I was, like, 39 years old and stuff, so put that on me as...
What do you mean by diagnosed?
Diagnosed with a mental condition, yeah. Like I said, on the album, I said it's not a disability, it's a superpower.
He didn't say which mental illness, so is it bipolar? Rhythm?
Yeah, like on the cover of the album, it says, I'm bipolar and it's awesome. He doesn't look at it as a negative thing.
Okay.
And it's not a negative thing, but hell, I'm bipolar, but is it a superpower?
Your bipolarness has saved you out of some ass whoopings. Like, you'd be like, yo, chill, you bipolar.
Chill, yeah, that's true.
A couple times you almost got it.
I know for a fact it has saved your life with Brad a couple times.
Yeah, I was gonna say when I first got here, I almost opened the can of whoop ass on. But then it's like, oh, he on medication.
He having an episode.
And I apologized. Sorry, Gary.
So I guess, you know, he needed to come out and say it in his own time, his own way.
Exactly.
Because Kim just kept denying on Twitter that it was a mental illness. She did not want people to say that. And now he's coming out to say it is.
Well, I was glad to hear his voice because I never, you know, really heard him talk.
Yeah. He seems so calm to me.
He's like a professor. Like, he's very smart.
Yeah.
That's that genius.
Let that side come out some more. Mm.
Well, you know, we all have a few sides to us, darling.
Oh, yeah.
Well, y'all, one thing we all agree about Kanye is that he makes great music that you want to sing along with. Kanye tweeted a video of his daughter, North, singing one of his new songs called No Mistakes, and the cuteness level was through the roof, honey.
Make no mistake, I still love you. Make no mistake, I still love you.
Microphone behind her talking.
That nasally Kardashian voice must be a hereditary thing.
That is not that child.
I
don't buy it.
You know, she's heard it over and over again. Yep. You gotta change it to make it fun for you.
Yes.
Kim needs to be ashamed of herself.
Why?
That's not that child singing that.
It is. You think she's doing like the Muppet. What they doing? What's those dolls where they put
like,
where they
like a ventriloquist?
Yeah. That was Kim singing that.
All right, y'all, honey. Diana Ross's son, Evan, reminded us that his mom is the queen. And we are just living in her world, darling.
Is that right?
Yes, honey. We just living in Miss Ross's world.
Okay, Evan. I love me some Evan.
Now, Evan opened up, y'all, to People magazine that when his wife, Ashley Simpson Ross, gave birth, honey, Diana was right there while Ashley was having the baby. And we said we were going to do it just us. But then we saw both of our parents, honey, behind the curtains watching. Also, those nurses can't stop his mom, Miss Ross, as she just walked in. Miss Ross and her hair, honey. She walked in, trying to stop her, honey.
Yeah, I feel like she probably had the fanny pack, too, with some snacks.
Mm-hmm. And with Diana, it don't seem like she'll come in just being quiet. You know, normally some moms, they'll come in, you know, tiptoe. Mm-hmm. I'm here. She comes, I'm here, guys. Yes, baby, here again. Come on through, darling. Come out to the world. She came in and shut that room down.
Okay. Shut it down, honey. Mm-hmm. Hair just blowing because she had a portable fan.
Yes. I wish the nurses would have tried to stop her.
Was in there too.
Nah.
Diana probably sung the theme from Mahogany, and Ashley Simpson was probably lip syncing it.
Okay. Nah.
Coming up, who's showing a baby bump? I sound like a wig with
who's showing a baby bump? Showing a baby bump.
We'll tell you when we come back.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Kenya more, y'all, is proving her pregnancy. After announcing that Kenya and her husband, Mark Daly, were expecting their first child via in vitro fertilization, many fans speculated that Kenya was faking her pregnancy.
Oh, Lord.
But on Saturday, honey, Kenya made her first public appearance since the announcement and posted a photo of herself on Instagram showing off her baby bump.
Okay.
Aww. Isn't that beautiful?
That's so your nice. Something they says, right?
Yeah. So Kenya wrote the caption, "Wanna do it? Wanna do it?" Hashtag God will, honey. Hashtag love. Hashtag hope. Hashtag faith. Hashtag family. Hashtag God. Hashtag peace.
Did you write that caption for her? Because you were really into that caption. You're like, yes.
She is glowing. She looks
happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you called to wish her well?
She told us at the reunion. So I told her that day. Mm-hmm.
And Stripes does make you look, you know, as if you're pregnant, too. They do.
Oh, Gary, you got something to tell us? You're showcasing your bump today, too. Yeah.
Well, speaking of making babies, guess what?
What?
We got a brand new smash alert.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm kind of hating low-key, man. So Priyanka Chopra is dating a brother.
What?
A Jonas brother.
Okay. I was like, okay.
No, but we actually won Nick Jonas in a racial draft a couple years ago, so he's down with us.
Yeah, he's down here. He's pretty much.
Now, the couple was recently spotted packing on the PDA during an L.A. dinner date, and now Nick is leaving the cutesy comments on Priyanka's Instagram photos. So Priyanka posted this photo of herself laughing with friends over at In-N-Out, and she wrote, "Burgers and Chanel, my favorite combo with my fave girls." To which Nick commented, "That smile," and then threw the heart emoji up.
She seems out of his league to me. I'm normally here for, you know, the cougar situation, but she seems so mature and sultry and, like, grown, and he kind of has, like, this boy thing
he
going.
Does.
That's because you're going to always remember him as a Jonas.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Like, he still seems so young.
But it might be that schoolboy energy that kind of bring her in, because, like, sometimes, like, you know, you date for a while, you start running into guys who's so serious, and now here you guy wants, you know,
wants
you want to play Xbox Live?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's fun, like, when you switch things up, I guess.
But she's definitely going to do it, but it's still the status. Her status and his status. Because, you know, she's rich and he's rich.
I think they're cute.
They are cute together, but there's just something about Burgers and Chanel that's just
resonates with
you. That's what's sticking with you.
Yeah. It's just grand, and she's just like, "Girl, I'm with my girls. We're having burgers." And
Gary, if they would have said black beans and Burberry, you would have been like, "Darling, that is amazing."
You just hung up on the fashion aspect.
Yeah, right.
And then the
they don't care less who she dating,
honey. Let's do Louis Vuitton, darling. Well, all right, y'all. Summer is here, and so is Dish Gear. Grab yourself a tank top, T-shirt, or hat, and get ready for some fun in the sun. Just go to dishnation.com/dishgear. After the break, we'll tell you the crazy story of a dance gone wrong, honey.
Welcome back. Well, one guy proved to be truly dangerous on the dance floor. There was an off-duty FBI agent who was on the dance floor, decides to do a backflip, and his gun falls out, and somebody accidentally got shot.
If I'm Mr. Butterfingers on the trigger, last thing I'm putting this down the back of my pants and shoot myself in the ass.
Which, by the way, I don't have a gun, but I always thought that the safety was on. So even if it did fall out of your pants while you're dancing.
Maybe it landed on the safety button, turned it off.
But it didn't look like it went off until he went to grab it.
Yeah, he grabbed it. Never grab it by the trigger, folks. Point Break dance. It's the plot of the second
one. You
should
have known when you
hit
Keanu Reeves.
I am an FBI agent. Backflip, shoot somebody in the crowd. Do you have a dance movie you go to? I mean, this is the backflip, obviously.
Well,
this big closer is the backflip.
Yeah, well, I have two. One is the water sprinkler. It's always a hit.
Oh, come on now.
And then you go back to...
I really wish I had a gun right now.
Right. Or you do the grocery cart. That's also a hit at a party where you dance and you're like...
Oh, no. A grocery cart.
That's right.
You and this FBI agent, you're doing nothing for white people and our reputation for dancing.
We're never ending up on Soul Train. I'm sorry. I've ruined it.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it.
If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.